You're listening to the podcast series brought to you by the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program at the University of Florida. Founded in 1967, the program has developed into one of the largest oral history archives in the nation, with more than 6,000 interviews. We are dedicated to gathering, preserving, and promoting histories of individuals from all walks of life. One community, many voices.
So, you were a student athlete. What does a student athlete do with their car on a Saturday night when there's no football game?
Go find the prettiest girl you can find and take her for a ride.
Andrew James Jr. has lived in Gloucester County, Virginia for most of his life. Gloucester is located on the eastern portion of Virginia in the Tidewater region. Residing in the Middle Peninsula area, it borders both the Chesapeake Bay and the York River. Here was where he was raised and spent most of his childhood growing up. Born in 1942, Mr. James has seen much of the landscape and customs change over his lifetime. In this segment, he describes what life is like for a normal high school student on a Saturday night in Gloucester County, Virginia.
Saturday night in Gloucester, date somebody from school often you would date somebody from school. You'd ask them sometime during the week if they wanted to go in on Saturday night, and often you would double date, you know, to save gasoline and all that. And usually either the girls would be good friends or the guys would be good friends. We double dated often. The guys and the girls were good friends.
The meeting spot for local high school kids in Gloucester County was at a Tasty Freeze ice cream shop. Here, Mr. James describes the courting process that would occur there on any given Saturday night.
Around Gloucester, it was a Tasty Freeze up at Arc, and a lot of the folks from this end of the county, the young people, would gather there. You go down there, and if you had a date, that was fine. You'd pull up and then get a cheeseburger and a drink or something or other. If you didn't have a date, then you'd probably just go round and round and round and round until you saw somebody that you liked and you'd pull in and talk to them or whatever.
Mr. James would go on to take over his family business, the J.C. Brown Oil Company, which was a Texaco distributor. Selling the business in 1999, Mr. James now serves on the Board of Supervisors for Gloucester. The stories of Mr. James shed light on traditions and customs of a different day and age, a time when life moved slower in Gloucester County, Virginia.
For more information about this segment and our collections, please visit our website, oral.history.ufl.edu.